You are listening to The Art of the Matter, hosted by Arvind Vijay Mohan.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Art Simplified, the show where we take you on a wild adventure through the Indian art world. Art Simplified is presented by India's leading art intelligence firm, Artery India, brought to you in partnership with the country's numero uno radio channel, Red FM. In each episode, we introduce you to some of the Indian art world's most interesting personalities, raise your knowledge bar on all that you need to know from this universe, and answer any questions that you might possibly have. Today, we'll be talking about art auctions and finally putting to rest that nagging question. Is all art sold at these fancy-schmancy auctions more expensive than the Queen's Crown jewels? Or is it perhaps, just perhaps possible, to get a good deal in one of those glittering, glamorous sales? We also respond to one of our listeners' questions. Someone who might have discovered a treasure in, believe it or not, his spare bedroom. And as always, there's the Artery Conversations, where we listen in on what the folks at work are discussing. So without any further ado, let's get this show rolling. I'd like to welcome a very special guest. I'm speaking to Lavesh Jagesia, someone who I regard as perhaps one of the most interesting personalities in the Indian art fraternity. Lavesh, over the past 25 years, has donned several hats in various capacities, and in each capacity, he has contributed immensely to the ecosystem. I'm going to discuss something very interesting with Lavesh, but first, I'd like to say hi, Lavesh. How are you doing?
Hi, Arvind. Thanks for having me on your show, and thanks for your kind words.
Lavesh, it's a pleasure, and I mean every word I say. Lavesh, what I want to discuss with you perhaps applies to the latest hat that you've donned, that of the founder of an auction house. You run a very successful auction house that is headquartered out of Dubai. It's called Artiana, and it's now in its fifth year, is blazing through the circuit, has had a very successful 2020. So congratulations on that. You know, a lot of people who stand on the periphery of collecting often wonder out loud as to whether buying art is more expensive at auction and if they're better off buying from the primary and the secondary markets directly. What do you have to say to that? Is buying art, in fact, more expensive at auction or not?
So, you know, I get asked that question quite a lot. And in fact, sometimes people already have formed that opinion that, you know, buying art at auction is more expensive than probably getting, price in a secondary market, which they feel sometimes will be a good price that they would have got on a transaction. There are a couple of things that we need to, understand and look at. When you're buying something in a private sale, you're trying to be someone who understands that this is the price that would have been paid for this particular artwork, you know, overall, and that's, I'm paying the right price.
Sure.
When you buy at auction, you don't have to do that. The auction platform does that for you. So that means when you buy something, you are paying a price what the market is willing to pay for it. Yes, right. Sure. You got into a bidding exercise and you paid whatever is the fair market value of that. At times, it does happen that there are a few stubborn bidders who we love, okay, when they start bidding against each other and prices go up. So that happens. But let's be clear that it doesn't happen too often. Okay? It is maybe for certain trophy works, which are very rare to get. Or sometimes if somebody really likes something and they want to put it up in their home and they are, you know, kind of decisive that this is what we want to do. So you see that happening once in a way, not all the time. So if you're a discerning buyer who's decided that I'm going to, you know, look at artworks and these are what I'm looking at, you know your threshold, you've already got the estimation. One of the things that we, you know, take pride in building our catalogs and putting out there is we do our estimation as to our best ability of what we feel is the market value of that artwork. We do not try and put the guide out there with something to kind of just attract people by giving them prices which are, you know, random and maybe not coherent or correct with the marketplace. So our catalogs, you can pretty much rely on as being the guide price of what we see the market price of those works to be. Of course, we also, you know, when the auction happens, keep revising those as the markets go along because that's what's supposed to happen. But I would say typically they would be accurate. So somebody would rely on that and understand that, okay, these are the prices that one should, you know, be paying for it and look at. They are pretty much, you know, in the safe zone.
Right.
Having said that, there were, you know, a lot of, you know, historical, I would say, transactional costs that we have also removed, which made buying at auctions somewhat prohibitive. One of them was the buyer's premium, which would be charged over and above the bid price to the buyer.
Right.
This was one of the components that actually, you know, put the buyers off because they felt that, you know, we've already bid up our value at auction. We've paid whatever the artwork should be. And now we are paying a price over and above that, which is a buyer's premium, which is being charged to us by the auction houses.
Right.
This is something that was always a pain point, even with me personally, when I was a collector and I would be buying at auction, because, you know, after you would be a successful bidder, you would get the invoice and, you know, you would find that, okay, you have so many additional charges that are, you know, added on that it really kind of like, you know, hurt. And we addressed that by coming out with our disruptive policy of no buyer's premium. It's been a cornerstone of one of our policies, and we, you know, stuck to that for the last 5 years, and we intend to stay with it. This also brings down the impact cost or the transaction cost of, you know, whatever purchases are made at auctions. It allows more buyers to participate in the auction, you know, place without actually feeling that they are, like you said, overpaying at all. It allows participants who would be acquiring these assets to see that they want to see some incremental value in them. You know, it helps because the transaction cost is low, so they can enter and exit with low impact costs, which would not be attractive for them had they paid those additional costs. So, you know, because of all these things, I think definitely buying at auction is not expensive now, at least especially with us. We're removing the buyer's premium. And overall, because I said that you're only paying what the market is willing to pay for it. And besides which, that good property will always find its way more often than not into an auction catalog. So you know that you are buying something what was put in that auction catalog for a particular reason. So essentially what it means is that you're buying good quality property as well.
Sure. So the validation that an auction presents to any asset that is being traded is almost pre-qualified. You know that you're buying something that at some level is safe in qualitative measure. You know that you're paying what would be an acceptable benchmark unless and until you've gotten into one of these unlikely scenarios of a bidding war. And to that, Lavesh, I think the point that you made was very important, that for anyone who is looking at coming and bidding, to have a certain degree of discipline in terms of establishing what their walkaway threshold will be. That if it breaches this number, then no matter how much I love it, I'm going to walk away from it because the price is not justifiable. I think that's the other thing that one must always retain as
yes,
as
if that's the prerogative, then definitely you can be disciplined. And there's no harm, I mean, in doing that. Until unless, like I said, it also depends on the absolute number and what you really want. I mean, you know, sometimes if your heart is really set on something and if the absolute number does not kind of move the needle, then it doesn't matter.
Sure. No, I hear you. And the point that you made of your estimates. Now, the estimates you know, for those listening in who are not familiar with what the estimate refers to, it is every single work of art that is offered in an auction catalog comes with a defined price range of what the auction house believes to be the justifiable price for that particular picture, which would be a low to high benchmark. And if it is to go above that benchmark, then the auction house is happy. If it comes below the lower bench, then you've got a very good deal. Would that be correct, Lavesh?
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPersonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Essentially, yes. That's how it should be read. And typically, that is how a client should look at it as well. That if you're getting something within the price band, then you've done well. And, you know, if it's touched the upper estimate, which means also in another light, that there is that much demand for the property that people are willing to pay that price. So like we touched upon earlier, ultimately it's a transparent price finding mechanism. So, you know, when it's out there in the market, you know what the market is willing to pay for it. So if it's willing to pay that for it today, you've kind of like more often than not paid market price for it.
Sure. And this particular price range, this estimate, you know, the high and low that you refer to, this is coming by a degree of your understanding of what you believe the asset would trade at, correct?
That, as well as historical sales, plus looking at the overall body of the artist, which subjects are popular, what periods are popular, what they would fetch at in, you know, in various aspects, various scenarios, whether be it secondary sale, previous auction records, or, you know, like for like if we've sold something similar to that. So that would be like a you know, multiple way of kind of like, you know, arriving at that. And all those things put together, we would arrive at something which we would perceive would be the fair market value for that particular lot or for that auction.
Right, understood. So, Lavesh, you know, as you mentioned, the disruptive value of you know, taking out the buyer's premium, which I do believe is an absolute game changer within the auction domain. We have something similar that we hold as potentially being disruptive at Artery India, which is a pre-auction guide. You know, which is a independent catalog that we release alongside any auction catalog that is published, which publishes pre-auction estimates for what we believe to be the justifiable prices. You know, in some cases they do mirror what the auction house has already put out basis their scholarship, but because we have access to the widest range of auction results over the past 30 some years, we are able to give what we regard as the absolute justifiable benchmarks for these works. So a buyer can also refer to third-party sources outside of the auction house's estimate range, channels such as ours, for instance, at Artery India, where they can have a degree of confidence in terms of what the justifiable price point on a particular picture that they may be interested in bidding on is. So, I mean, the takeaway that I see, Lavesh, is that if you are looking at buying quality work and you're not willing to take too many chances, buying at auction is perhaps a very reliable channel, and it's not necessarily playing into the stereotype of it being the expensive grounds.
Absolutely right, because like we discussed, you know, you have complete transparency in pricing. You have a database, you know, for your artwork that it was sold in public domain, what price you paid. You are assured of the authenticity of the artwork. There are just too many, you know, pros to, you know, look at the auction platform to buy, because you don't have to justify the provenance, the history. Everything is taken care of by the auction house cataloging that is done for you. And then, like you mentioned, the service that Artery is offering, it's amazing, because during our days, if you know, early days when we would have to actually buy at auction, we would have to sit down and go through, you know, records and, you know, have, you know, a good memory to know that what was sold when and what kind of price it is, and plus have our ears to the ground to know that what would be the new value that it would have reached, right? If you're doing that for clients, that's an amazing service that you're providing to them. And I think that, you know, it is something which, you know, collectors should subscribe to and kind of like take advantage of, because as you mentioned, that individual auction houses may have their own parameters to, you know, come out with the estimate range, the lower and higher range that they come out with. It could be based on various criteria. One is that they are able to sell an artist very well, so they have a different price point for it, or not. I mean, you know, if they're not able to sell it well, they don't have a price point for it. So it should not be one or the other that kind of like, you know, works against, you know, someone who's looking at the range. Then also sometimes that sourcing good property becomes a challenge. So sometimes they are forced to put in works at a higher price. Sometimes it works that way.
Yes.
And at the same time, there are estate sales where, you know, the estates are willing to go, you know, to the absolute rock bottom because they need to clear the property.
Absolutely.
So, like yours, I would say would definitely be a good guide to go hand in hand along with the, you know, catalog of the auction that the clients are willing to look at. I think it's a great added, you know, service which has got no conflict of interest, because you have no reason to kind of like, you know, be partial to any particular, you know, work or lot or artist. I think that's great.
Thank you for saying that, Lavesh. You're absolutely right. It comes from an objective corner. You know, our history as having supported collectors make independent buying decisions, which is based on scholarship and review of various benchmarks. You know, at current point, you know, the Archery India database has every single auction sales data point tracing back to 1987. Covering 935 odd artists, so we know exactly how the markets are fair, and if there are opportunities that are available, and conversely, if there are works that are being sort of presented at the higher end of the spectrum, which are not entirely justifiable, we just put them out in clear context for a collector to be able to take a call. But ultimately, what matters, and I think this is something which is of value to all those who are connected to the art world. We want collectors to be able to make sensible decisions. I think every auction house owner, you for instance, would want a collector to be pleased with an acquisition, for them to have happiness in their minds when they take something home from any of the sales. And that comes only when there is a fairness of price. I think we are all working towards the same cause and purpose here. And as long as they're not buying expensive at auction, I think, collectors would be a happy lot. And that's what we all want.
Question of the week.
On this week's question, we have something very interesting to share with you all. Rajesh from Bombay has sent us an email telling us about a tube that was discovered in an old cupboard that belonged to his grandfather that has been lying in his spare bedroom for the past 10 years. And when they were preparing to move homes, a few months back, they started cleaning out the contents and they found this tube, which they opened and they discovered it housed a painting, which when they unrolled happened to be signed M.F. Hussain and featured three galloping horses. Now, Rajesh has also written that his grandfather was a friend of Hussain Saab. They grew up together in Indore and the relationship goes way back. Rajesh, to begin with, congratulations. This is a happy discovery. This is something that a lot of us would be very, very happy to encounter and experience in our lifetimes, to discover something like this lying tucked away in a room someplace at home. You ask us how you should proceed next. Now, here's a very important question. If you have taken a picture of this particular painting when it was unrolled, great. We'll treat that as a starting point. If you haven't, then please do not open it till it is in the hands of a professional, experienced conservator, someone who knows what he or she is doing. A picture, if already taken, would allow us to take a stance in terms of the prima facie condition of this particular painting. If you'd like, we would be very happy to help. You can send us an image of this particular work at Artery India's formal contact ID, that is contact@artery.india. Even if you don't have an image, we'd be very happy to recommend professionals who could help you in your city. That would be a good starting point. You also ask us about what the potential value of this particular painting would be. Let's cross one bridge at a time here, Rajesh. Let us establish the condition of the work. Let us establish without any question its authenticity, following which we can certainly address the value of the work. If it is, in fact, as what we believe it to be, a genuine work, it's bound to carry tremendous value. So congratulations. I don't mean to jump the gun here, but I wish you well, and I look forward to seeing this picture. And thank you for sharing this with us. Years to more happy adventures in the Indian art world for you. Thank you, Rajesh.
Artery Conversations.
I think that was a very informative conversation between Lavesh and Arvind. What do you think?
Absolutely. A fantastic conversation between the two.
And I often think about these terms that are frequently used at auctions. For example, let's say, what is hammer price exactly?
So hammer price is the winning bid, for the artwork being auctioned. So it is the price at which the artwork is sold. So that's hammer price.
Okay. And why is it called hammer price out of all things?
Good question. So you see the auctioneer hold a hammer in his hand, right? And the only time the hammer touches the table in front of him is when the lot is sold, to signify, okay, work sold, lot is closed. So hammer price is basically the price upon which the auctioneer's hammer falls. So that's why it's called hammer price. But hammer price doesn't include buyer's premium. That's separate.
And what exactly does that mean?
So buyer's premium is the amount paid above the hammer price. So it is the premium charged in addition to the hammer price. So usually it's a percentage that a buyer is charged above the hammer price. And so that percentage differs auction house to auction house. Some charge 10%, 25%, 30%. Some auction houses don't even charge buyer's premium. Buyer's premium includes hammer price plus the percentage above the hammer price. So the final amount that the buyer pays for the artwork, that is including these two components.
Right. I think that clarifies a lot of things for me.
Now, if there's anything that you wanted to know about Indian art but have been too afraid to or haven't known whom to ask, look no further. We're right here at your beck and call. Send us an email on contact@arteryindia.com and we'll get our friendly elves to start working on a suitable response to your question right away. Till you hear from us next, here's wishing you all a very happy RT time. And as always, when you think art, think artery.